sheriff an informational report on the planned relocation of Cuba inmates from the County Correctional Facility Central to the County Correctional Facility South. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee, and I believe his report is a verbal report.
Mr. Session is giving us. Thank you. Ms. Becker, I take it you have a copy of the chairman's comments?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If you would begin to go over the report.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, first, thank you for getting us to the last item. I greatly appreciate it. And we go into a report that I was asked to bring today, which we're happy to do, regarding the transfer of Huber inmates from the County Correctional Facility Central, which is our downtown facility, to Franklin. The reason for this, and I'll go through conceptually what has happened since 2009. Many of you were at the meetings. I think that was the impetus for the change in 2009. Just very briefly, historically, what took place towards the end of 2008, there was an inspection done, if you will, by the Department of Corrections state jail inspector, as well as Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz, who was brought in by the National Institute of Corrections of the South Facility, or better known as the House of Correction, and that also tied into what was known as the Huber Facility, which was the old St. Anthony's Hospital on Fenton Estate. What took place at that point was both the consultant, as well as the state jail inspector, determined that St. Anthony's was unfit for the Huber facility, and it was determined at that point when the sheriff's office was to take over both the House of Correction as well as the Community Correctional Center Huber facility in January 2009 that an explore committee should be formed, which would look at the possibility of what can be done to replace that Huber facility. That committee was formed, as you see on your letter, I believe, by the Department of Administrative Services, and multiple different groups were to be part of that committee. I believe a letter or a report that you were handed dated July 1st, 2009, continues that report then?
Yes. We do have.
The report in July 1st, 2009 was written by that particular committee. It's not signed, so I don't know specifically who authored it. But the Huber Work Release Relocation Work Group was commenced and met that one time. Basically, the document that does nothing more than reiterate the history of why the committee was put together. However, at the end, in the summary page, is what is most interesting. It's a short paragraph, I'll read it quickly. With the full closure of the CCC on January 2nd, 2009, which is what did take place, inmates have been successfully transferred to either the CJF or the Criminal Justice Facility, which is the jail, or House of Correction, depending on their employment and community access privileges. The sheriff has implemented an expedited system of Huber inmates to enter and exit the building and is confident that security at the Criminal Justice Facility is not jeopardized by this system. Although the Huber inmates have been displaced, other inmates from the CJF to the HOC create unforeseen strains on our system. The sheriff has been working through these issues to establish better practices and procedures. The completion of the inmate population study, which I'll get into in a moment, will provide information key to planning for potential future inmate population growth. It is recommended that this study be completed before a relocation plan is created. Back prior to when I took over my current position in Sheriff's Administration, that report was completed. The courts, Holly Zabluski and former Inspector Kevin Cardinal, U.S. Marshal, were involved in that. The report was done. That was actually brought to I don't know which committees, and that report was given. So now we're at a particular place where it's been 32 months and basically no progress has been made through this committee to get anything done. So therefore, here's the situation: is we have one complete high security door that's totally dedicated to Uber inmates. We average anywhere from about 150 to 200 plus Uber inmates in any given time. The breakdown of that is usually about somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% or so are employed Uber inmates. The rest of them are either self-employed, a small portion have day reporting center privileges. Just by the way, the majority of all inmates that go to the day reporting center on GPS, they don't stay at the facility. If an inmate can't find housing, whereby we can put them on GPS, then they'll stay in the jail until they do find housing and we can put them on GPS. Others on Uber go to school, child care, elder care, and basically their own treatment. They're very low-risk inmates in a high-security facility. What the plan that the Sheriff's Office has put together is we have well over 200 high-bail inmates that have been displaced to the South Facility, which is not considered a high-security facility, and it is deemed in the best interest of public safety that those inmates should be brought back downtown and Uber inmates should be put down at the South Facility, which is more apropos for this category of inmate, which is basically the reason this came about. I'm sure the media was seen by most everyone in the room as to some of the incidents that have happened at the South Facility based on having inmates that, quite frankly, are more suitable for a high-security facility instead of being in dormitory settings, and based on officer safety, public safety, these moves need to be made. So the discussion I'm hoping at least that will come from this is what can be done to advance the planning of a Uber facility and so forth and get the discussion going to try and resolve some of the issues obviously that are being brought up here. Thank you.
Thank you, Inspector. Supervisor Rice.
For staff, could you clarify who's driving the process? We've got a memo dated July 1, the directive in the budget that the board approved asked that study group to develop options for locating a new Hugo Work Release Center either on the existing site or at a new location. The report that came back on July 1 doesn't really respond to that or address that. So could we get some direction as to where this process is, who's involved from the county board standpoint, and what the timetable is for that recommendation?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, to answer the last question first, we don't really have a timetable just yet. The initial effort on this was contained as a budget directive in the 2009 adopted budget, and that was directed the Department of Administrative Services to take the lead on it. The sheriff has indicated in the letters that I distributed earlier that he would like to see this resurrected. The chairman of the board has expressed an interest in getting involved in that, so he's directed me to work with the sheriff's office and to work with DOS as well to begin looking at the temporary solution as well as a permanent solution.
So I'm not sure I heard where we are.
where we are is...
So it's in DAS's hands, and they haven't convened the group, or we haven't developed any options. Is there a next meeting scheduled, or where are we going with it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the effort has been on hiatus, if you will, ever since the 2009 report. Nothing has happened on it since 2009. So this is, I mean, to be candid, it's once the sheriff got the operation up and running, it kind of fell off the radar. And once we realized that we didn't really have the resources to construct a new Huber facility, it fell off the radar. So it's been off the radar for a number of years now. The sheriff is looking for us to get it back moving. The chairman's expressed an interest in getting that.
And who will drive that? DAS?
We will work with DAS to drive that process. We don't have any meetings planned as yet, but depending on where the board wants to go with it, how the sheriff wants to interact on it, how the chief judge and how the county executive want to interact on it, we'll work with that to resolve the issue.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I'm just looking at the language from the 2009 approved budget, and it was clear that this group was charged with the responsibility of developing options for locating a new Huber Works Release Center, and it does appear that that's fallen between the cracks, and we haven't really gotten that budget directive acted on properly. Inspector, could you comment on the concern that's been expressed by the chairman and acknowledged in the sheriff's July 2011 memo about the increased travel time that exists for Huber inmates and the impact that that has on their ability to get to work and attend to other appointments?
Inspector Smith.
Chairman, Supervisor, actually, we have already had discussions with every single one of the Huber inmates at Central Facility. We told them that effective December 1st that in all probability they will be moving to the South Facility. Now, I should take the probability away. As scheduled, that will take place. They have been told they need to start working on transportation issues, whether that be family members assisting them in travel, whether it's working with a co-worker, whether it's carpooling, with other individuals that have licenses and so forth from the community, whatever it takes. It's just, I'll use words that I believe we've already read, put the responsibility on the individuals to determine how that transportation is going to take place. So from the sheriff's office perspective, we provide them housing. We certainly will give them the open door pass when it's time to walk out of the facility, and it puts some responsibility on the inmates that we need to start working. You have several months to make plans. Any new inmate that comes in and that is offered Uber, they'll be told right off the bat that from the beginning, you must find transportation in order to get to whatever particular type of Huber assignment it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisors Biddle, then Broderick.
I have to agree with the chairman of the board in his letter. I think you guys have set them up to fail, and you know what you're doing. I think it's disgusting. I think Sheriff Clark's tough talk in his letter about yada, 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 overcome the obstacles, and whatever. This is ridiculous. I think the fact that there hasn't been any action about trying to find a permanent facility is also bad, and we need to take action on that. So I agree with my colleague in making sure that we get that done. But let's get serious here. I mean, I agree. If you all are not going to provide transportation for these folks to make their appointments and get to their jobs and the places that they need to be, to follow their protocol and program, I look forward to any amendment in the budget cycle that takes money out of your budget to make sure that they get the things that they need to be productive of people. So I would like to know what the chief judge thinks of this, because when I heard about this, I just said, are you kidding me? And I'm reading this letter from your sheriff, our dear sheriff, and I just flabbergasted. at the arrogance, flabbergasted at the insensitivity. It's disgusting. So I would just like to, the Chief Judge to just make some comments if he could about what he feels about this this situation.
Judge Kramers?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, look, I don't think it's the best use of county dollars to have Huber inmates in a high security facility. However, given the options that are available and the agreement that was entered into between the sheriff and the county in his agreeing to take over the Huber / House of Corrections function, and his solution to put the Huber inmates in the high security facility, that was the choice that was made and approved in 2009. I agree, or I believe it was with the understanding that the county would move forward to look at other options. We did that. I went to that meeting, and the options that were discussed were extremely expensive, and it was pretty clear to everyone in that room that the county did not have the financial resources to go out and build or even to renovate, buy or lease and renovate another facility for the Huber inmates. So I think it fell off everyone's table because the situation was working with respect to the Huber inmates going in and out of the central facility. You'll hear, I believe, in the next agenda item about the drop in population in the county facilities. So that, in my mind, from my view, made it easier for the sheriff to house the Huber inmates at the central facility, and he's figured out a way to make it work, to let people come in and out of that facility to get to their jobs or their treatment appointments. The fact that the House of Corrections / sub facility is located in Franklin, which albeit is a very, very nice part of this county, it's not very centrally located and makes it extremely difficult for anybody who has a job, because the jobs probably aren't in Franklin for these Huber folks. Makes it very difficult, not impossible, for them to get to work. Most of them don't have driver's licenses, and many of their family members don't have driver's licenses. They rely on a bus system that does not service the south facility. I don't think there's any regular service to that part of the county anymore. There used to be, but there isn't anymore. And that's another issue for the county board, of course, is the service cuts to the transit system. So to require and place these folks down at the south facility is, I believe, is accurately stated in the county board chair's letter. You're setting them up to fail. I do not agree with what the sheriff is proposing. I would prefer a reasoned and an opportunity to discuss and explore other options and other ways to deal with this over a period of time, as opposed to an ultimatum that's going to happen December 1st. End of story. I don't think that's consistent with what we've been trying to do with the Community Justice Council or the Huber and Jail Utilization Committee of that council. And I would prefer that we look at and explore other options before we simply jump to the point of requiring all of these people to come up with transportation, which I don't think is available.
Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. I would encourage you to go back to your dear sheriff and tell him to reconsider his approach. Yeah, Inspector, his approach and his stance. Because I think that if he travels down this road and continues this course of action, it's not going to look good for him in the next couple of months. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any Supervisor White, Supervisor Broderick, and Supervisor Weishaupt, and Supervisor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the concerns I intended to express have been covered adequately by both the Chief Judge and my colleague, Supervisor Biddle. I'm in agreement with their expressed concerns.
Supervisor Weishaupt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inspector, do we have at least some kind of ballpark figures on if you did want to provide some type of transportation to like a park and ride location or just something, you know, to our county parking lot on 6th and State as a central location where a Huber person could be picked up in the evening to go down to the South Correction or to be dropped off, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning so they can go on to their work. And at least we could give them a fighting chance to make it to work in a reasonable amount of time and things like that. Do you have any kind of ballpark figures what that transportation cost would be?
Simple answer is no.
Well, I think before we would discard the possibility of providing that transportation, we should have a cost estimate to see if it's as simple as the county board or the sheriff's department rearranging through some fund transfers the appropriate dollar value. Because otherwise, I would say you are, you know, putting one of those unnecessary obstacles in front of a person. It's very disappointing that we're not looking at the options and doing things on a rational basis. I can understand if it's too costly and we just don't have the money to provide that service, but if we're doing it without even looking at the cost, then I would have to say you're just trying to make life rough for people. And, you know, whether we like it or not, some people just don't have as good as luck as other people, and sometimes things just happen that you end up on the wrong side of stuff. People end up in circumstances that they end up doing something stupid and end up in our correction system. So I would hope that before you make this ultimate decision of not providing transportation, that you provide everybody with at least a general cost estimate. Because I can't believe it would cost that much to have a yellow school bus go from the south facility to, like you said, our parking lot at 6th and State once in the morning and once in the evening. So if you could provide maybe those types of numbers, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ma'am, Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. I actually like Supervisor Weishan's idea, and I think it should be explored, although I'm not so sure the yellow bus is the answer. First question is, we at one time did have a lone bus route getting down to the Franklin Institution. What is the status of that bus route? Do we know?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'm not familiar with that bus route. I can check into that and get back to you.
Because I think perhaps the transit system, which provides buses throughout our county, is what we should be looking at. And I think a bus route might be the solution, at least in the short term. I would like to point out there has been a facilities resolution passed by this board, and we have got to stop looking at these things in silos. The issue of the whole Huber facility, a now vacant building across the street from the courthouse, and the inspection tour that I took at the House of Correction, currently half that facility is not being used. Wards have been closed. We need to get going on this. We need some leadership in terms of reviewing all of the facilities within county government. We need to sell off some facilities that we aren't using. We may even need to again explore the issue of closing down the Huber, the correction facility south, and developing the land that we currently own very close to the courthouse for everybody that's currently being held by the sheriff. All of that needs to be explored, and we need to get this facilities policy instituted. Now, I know RFPs have been done. DPW issued a report just this last month. And all of this is part of that larger scheme. And there are some possibilities here of looking at both the facility across the street, along with, I would even add, the BHD issue that we're looking at, and the need to explore how the county is going to continue to use land and facilities and solve some of these problems. So we need to get going on that facilities plan. I did have a meeting with Pam Bryant just this morning, asking where we are with moving that forward. We've done the RFP now in the current budget and getting that going. I mean, it's strategic planning countywide with regard to facilities, and we can't just keep sitting on this stuff. I understand the sheriff's position. I mean, we did ask to have this explored. I don't think we should be real heavy-handed when the sheriff is, you know, being asked to then resolve these facilities issues. But certainly moving these, I do agree with the chairman, moving these folks way out in Franklin with no ability to then have any ability to move about is not the solution either. So I'm asking the sheriff to work with us on this. He can't just exist in this silo. Along with other decisions that are having to be made, and I would ask the sheriff to start working with us, not to exist within his own department and to move the way he moves. So I would ask that we get that information on the bus route, that we try to explore some solutions within our current structures, and to then get going on the strategic planning for facilities. I hope the county executive is thinking seriously about that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Inspector Schmidt.
Chairman of the committee, just one thing I wanted to make sure in testimony that was given and based on the next agenda item, there is a definite trend in the lowering of inmate population in Milwaukee County. However, I want to make sure that everyone understands there are close to 400 pre-trial felons down at the Saw facility right now. Every bed except for the Huber beds is all very high bail, very serious crime funded right now. I could go through all the stats, but that I'm going to ask you to take my word for it, at least for this testimony right now. This is the reason why, a major reason why we have these very high security pods. We've got 400 felons sitting down in Franklin that are... Some are dangerous, and it's not a good environment for them. So despite the fact, as was mentioned, there are dormitories which are closed, it's still, unfortunately, we only have 960 beds downtown. Our inmate population that is incarcerated is a much more dangerous population than we've even seen in the past. The assaults and so forth that you've recently seen in my career are a little, it's different. It's a much more serious offender with a different mindset, which is why we want to get these people out of the dormitories, get them down into locked cells where they can't physically hurt someone. So I just want to state that, yes, the population is down at the South facility, but there's still approximately 1,700 inmates there today. And I do appreciate what was stated as far as looking to the future and so forth, but I think it's important that numbers back be brought up.
It is important to me, it seems important to work on this expeditiously. This item will be scheduled next month. Mr. Session, would you, given what the county board chair has indicated in his letter, I'm looking at the last paragraph, what can you do in order to move forward? What can you do for us so that we can move forward?
Mr. Chairman, if we'd take a look at the immediate needs of this affected population, we'll meet with DOS, we'll meet with the Sheriff's Office to kind of assess their needs and then explore solutions for the immediate situation where the Sheriff is planning to act by December 1st. So we come back in October with a recommendation for how we address the temporary need, and then we continue to explore on a more permanent basis and tie into the facilities plan.
I appreciate that, because the county board chair indicates that if you insist on not providing transportation solutions for Huber detainees, we will find a transportation solution and transfer funding from your budget to cover the expense. So we need to move forward. We need to move expeditiously on this. We have a card. I have a card. Ms. Young, would you like to come forward? Would you come forward? So, in essence, you will provide a report to us.
In October.
status quo. Thank you very much, sir.
I simply want to make a comment, and I agree wholeheartedly with the fact that we have to stop looking at these issues that we deal with in the county as singular issues. And I respect the autonomy of the various individual departments, but everything that happens in this county in one department potentially affects other departments. And with respect to this, and I don't know that it's worth necessarily an intense analysis, but I just look at this in terms of if you take and you move Hubert prisoners, inmates to the South Campus, and they potentially lose all of their jobs because they don't have transportation, how do they pay for their charge? Right now we charge inmates per day. If they don't have a job, what is the fiscal impact of that on the Sheriff's Department? What's the fiscal impact in terms of child support? Right now, I would imagine that they contribute to their child support if they are so affected. What's the impact on those their family members in terms of assistance, in terms of whether it's food shares or whatever else? And a much broader picture here is, what's the impact if they now lose their training opportunity and now they fall into this schism that we have in this country right now, where people, find it difficult to find employment to begin with, let alone without any training? And what does that then do in terms of our whole unemployment compensation process and all of the other public resources, not to mention, the issue of quality of life? And I guess I would really ask this board as a collective body to come up with a means of putting in place that when these ideas come forth, that there has to be a process whereby we look at this in a much more holistic perspective, because otherwise the public policy that we discuss and ultimately adopt is potentially very singular. And I think we have to be very circular and global in terms of how we look at things in this county. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments, concerns before we move on? Again, Mr. Session will work to organize meetings and prepare a report, and this item will be on the agenda next month, or next cycle, I should say. Thank you very much.